Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, coming up on January 14th, it's called Diversity, Direction, and Dollars, an ag forum that's going to be held at the Ramada Grandview Lodge in Dickinson. To find out more about the event, I talked with Kurt Froelich, the NDSU Extension Agent for Stark and Billings Counties.
So tell us what we need to know, besides I know it's going to be at the Ramada Grandview Lodge in Dickinson. Tell us about this event.
Well, this is the 24th annual, we call it DDD, which is short for Diversity, Direction, Dollars. And this event has been going on, and it's an ag forum geared towards our producers out in western North Dakota. And every year we have a committee that sits around the table, and we start kind of talking about, okay, what are the issues? What do we need to address here? And it's a committee driven, and that committee is made up of some producers, some industry people, plus us folks in Extension. And we, you know, drive that program, you know, from the topic standpoint. And in this particular year, what we've got some discussion on some financial planning and management. We have discussion on soil pHs. We have an issue happening in southwest North Dakota on that deal. We're also going to always want to talk and find out where this crop market, you know, where these market outlooks are headed. And then we also, because of the weather factor pretty much across the state of North Dakota, we've got a lot of crop that was abandoned this fall, small grain crop, that wheat crop that never got harvested. And so now we got to try to figure out, okay, how do we manage this, all this residue that's out there, in order to get back in and get that crop, get a crop this coming spring put back into that ground.
Right. And is it going to be hard for folks that, you know, basically trying to prep for the spring? Because there's a lot of things that just didn't get done in the fall, besides if you had a crop left out there.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of things. You know, we got a lot of moisture, just like everybody else state of North Dakota does. You know, we got to get some warmer days, you know, the spring, whatever that's going to take place. But with that residue laying on top of that ground of that abandoned crop, and if there's a mat there, is that going to allow that soil to dry out where guys can even get in there? It's going to be a challenge. We, you know, guys were combining. We're still combining corn. There's guys right. that have not touched their sunflowers yet, combine their sunflowers. So from this past year's crop. So it's a challenge all the way around. And I suspect we'll be combining corn this coming spring and probably trying to plant at the same time.
Yeah, what is it, about half the corn is still out there in the state? Along those lines?
A couple of weeks ago, I checked with a number of growers in our area out there to kind of get a feel for where we were on corn harvest. And on the average, a couple of weeks ago, before Christmas, we were sitting at about 80% of our corn still out.
For more information about the event, you can contact Kurt Froelich, the NDSU Extension Agent for Stark and Billings County, at 701-456-7665, or visit the NDSU Extension website for Stark County. The day-long program begins with registration and coffee at 8:15 a.m. There's a $20 registration fee, but you can register at the door, and the event starts at 9 o'clock. This is Inside Agriculture.